One time, ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disorder, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, here in Vancouver. My name is Charlie Tuna from Jurassic 5. We are live and direct. Stop playing and tune in.
CITR 101.9. It's 4 o'clock Tuesday, time for Discorder Radio. Wade here along with CJ. Jam-packed show today. So much live music going on in Vancouver, including a recap of the Beat Performance Project featuring these guys, Bestie Pineapple, Discorder Radio. CITR 101.9, Discorder Radio, the indie pop, surf pop, power trop stylings of Bestie to kick off the show with their track Pineapple here on Discorder Radio. What's up? This is Wade along with
DJ CJ.
And back in the fray, we have our special, the female voice of reason for the autumn season. Morgan Yee, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, everybody. Nice intro.
Good to have you.
Thank you very much.
Good to have you back on the show. We're going to talk to you about the band you're seeing tonight shortly, but if we have to recap the Peak Performance Project. I know we're not the Peak, but they are a great station doing great things in Vancouver for the indie rock community. And we thank Hannah Epperson once again for giving us those tickets to check out her performance along with her fellow Peak Performance competitors last Thursday at Fortune Sound Club. CJ, who else did we have on the bill?
On the bill, we had Amble Green, who was brilliant. It was really psychedelic, in my opinion. I enjoyed it. Fortune was a good venue for that, I guess, in some ways. Because they had the projectors and they had like a TV screen with wicked wallpapers going here and there. And off of them was, of course, Bestie with a couple of cheerleaders and the guys from Humans jumping in. And two saxophones and two trumpets.
And
killer set.
The drummer was dressed in a purple dinosaur costume.
Yes, he was.
They brought the brass section halfway through that was dressed in some robot attire.
Oh, yes. And I forgot about that.
I think you're downplaying the cheerleaders. They literally invited about 50 people on stage.
Yes.
It felt like about half the floor emptied out to join them on stage for
That's
the last couple of songs.
That was brilliant.
Mostly women, which the guys in Bestie had no problem with.
No problem. Tristan Orchard is quite a man.
Yeah, it was. I thoroughly enjoyed the show. I was really impressed with their guitarist. He reminded me a lot of Johnny Marr. For those Smiths fans out there, and actually those Smiths fans, make sure you check out the November issue of Discorder because there's a little mention about the Smiths in our SAD selection. We're talking about your favorite albums that represent the season affected disorder. But anyways, you'll hear more about that in the coming month, November. I guess that will be the new niche issue will be on shelves all over Vancouver probably the next 10 days or so. But back to Fortune Sound Club.
Of course,
performance.
Yeah, right after Bestie was We Can't Forget Ono Yoko. And they were great as well. I kind of left halfway between the set.
They were so great. Why'd you leave halfway through, CJ?
I had to support another buddy at the Railway Club.
And how did that compare?
He was better.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I left Ono Yoko.
Oh no, left Yoko. No, it was good. They were both pretty good.
They looked good on stage. They were ultra hipsters. They almost seemed a little too cool for school, but almost like in a I like kind of their cockiness. At the same time though, I was a little disappointed because it was they were done, and I'm the kind of person I like to have the 5-minute warning before the music's done. So like, hey guys, this is our last song. We never got that, and there was no encores because with the Peak, they don't want to have one band and the last band having an to upstage other bands. So suddenly they were done, and I was like craving live music still, and it was over. So part of me, maybe I'm holding a bit of a. I shouldn't be holding a negative place for these guys, but I'm like, oh, I was craving some more music, and it was just done too quickly.
It wasn't a festival; it was just a showcase.
It was a showcase. Great performances all around.
Solid.
Hannah played beautiful, beautiful music.
She's an angel.
She is an angel.
Hannah, if you're listening, you're beautiful, lovely music. We loved it.
Yeah, thanks again for the tickets. I couldn't get We Will Host a Party out of my head for the next couple of days.
Solid track.
Solid track, Hannah rocking her violin and lute pedal. But I think Bestie was sort of the surprise favorite for me. So that was a good way to start off the show today, Besties. And that was Pineapple there to kick the show off.
For sure. And if you're still interested in community radio, if you're still interested in voting for the artists of the Peak Performance Project, apparently voting is open till October 25th. So go for that.
Yeah. And even though this
support Hannah.
Yes, support fair bands, and I guess they're going to do a final showcase November 21st, I believe, is the date where they're going to take the top three bands out of their top 20 that will do a final showcase at the Commodore of all venues.
Top five, I think.
Well, I was there last year, and they had the top three. So I think what they do is the voting, they take you down to the top five, and then from the top five, they go to the top three, and I believe, I could be wrong, but the way they did it last year is they had the top three.
Okay.
Listen to the Peak for that stuff if you want to hear it. But this is Discord Radio, so let's bring it back to what we're talking about. CITR, yes, community radio, saying it loud, saying it proud. Fortune Sound Club was the venue of last Thursday night, and it's also the venue that, Morgan, you're going to be going to tonight.
Yeah, no, super excited for this. I've wanted to see Braids for ages. Never been of age until now, so very excited.
Never been of age till now. It's people hear you. You got this great broadcaster voice. They probably think you've got the command of a 30-year-old at least. Apparently, you're quite intimidating in some of the sociology circles. But
I'm hoping to actually scare Braids right off the stage and take control of the of the vocals. So
well, you wouldn't we'll be the see. First. You wouldn't be the first to do that. I heard an interview with them on with John Gimeshi on Q, and he was asking about the title of their latest album, Flourish Perish, and they were getting the terminology of perish and flourish mixed up. So they could be easily intimidated. So just plan to get right in the front row and wave your finger or something to get their attention.
Stare them down. But no, I'm very excited for this show. I loved their first album. Loved the second album. I feel like the second album was a little more chill than the first one.
So is the Flourish Perish, this is the second release?
Yes.
So what is it? There seems to be a huge buzz about Braids. They were number one for the last couple of weeks on the CITR charts. They were on Exclaim magazine, the cover of Exclaim magazine last month. Everybody's buzzing about Braids. I'd like it, but I don't quite get it. So maybe you as a fan can tell me a little more.
I just think it's really tight. Like for the kind of music they're doing, which is sort of like ethereal, pop...
Definitely,
you know,
ethereal. Definitely a word I associate
wavy
with
kind of music. Like it's really well done. And if you're into that genre, it's a very well produced album. Like it's not. I don't expect tonight to be one of those crazy wild nights where everyone is, you know, off the walls by the end. But I think it's going to be very enjoyable. Good for, you know, hanging out with friends, having some drinks, listening to some really good, you know, some really good chill music. 100 Waters is opening for them, and they're, I've got a couple friends who are big fans of 100 Waters. I've never seen them myself, so also excited to see them. But yeah, no, Braids, always been a big fan of Braids. There's a couple remixes which I really like, so I'm interested to see them live for sure, and to see if they mix it up at all, because I know a lot of their stuff, I mean, it's a studio album, so it'll be interesting to see how it is live.
And I'll be interested to see your impressions after seeing them live, after going to Fortune for the first time now that you're of age. Congrats again on that. Also, Mark Toden, congrats. He won the tickets from CITR to go, so I hope you go and enjoy the show. If you happen to bump into Morgan, if you happen to meet Mark, that'd be nice. You have a little CITR connection. And we look forward to hearing the recap, hopefully next week.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
So, Morgan, have a great time tonight. Let's play a track off of, you said you preferred their first album. So why don't we play a track off that album right now? What track are we going to hear, Morgan?
I guess Peach Wedding, one of my favorites.
And what is the name of this first album?
You know, I've forgotten, actually. I feel like it may
You're
be...
You're such a fan.
I know. I think allow me
to fill you in. This is off their 7-inch Belly Speak and Peach Wedding.
There we go.
CJ, to the rescue.
Thank you very much.
And you're listening to Braids, Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
This Halloween, CITR is proud to sponsor Sussoween, taking place at Fortune Sound Club, featuring Lil Texas and Bar Lee. Plus, the Chapel Sound crew will be spinning all night alongside the Can I Live DJs. Dressed to impress in your most daring costumes, Fortune Sound Club is going to be transformed into a Halloween acid trip. Be sure to pick up a limited early bird ticket being sold at Zulu, Beat Street, High Life, and Red Cat Records.
Dollars on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the West End at
212 Productions Limited, The Baker and the Chef, Bang on T-shirts, Bistrude Records, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, Don Levy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattoon, Fortune Sound Club, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Perch, Project Space, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Welcome back to Discorder Radio. Yes, that was Braids, and for that bestie, we are here. Myself, Wade, along with CJ, DJ CJ. Morgan had to leave. She had to go pick up her 19-plus ID. congrats, Morgan, on being past the age now, so you can go to the show. We're excited for you tonight. But taking over from Morgan's chair is the... our editor in C, JCG.
And then I
welcome, welcome.
I already have a 19 plus ID, so
your mustache is the ID, brother. Yes.
I actually trimmed it. I'm gonna have to shave it soon for Halloween. So
you're gonna trim your mustache the day before Movember begins?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense, dude. Keep it.
But okay, so I'm going as Wreck-It Ralph. And like, if I don't have like shave my mustache, people are just gonna assume I'm Mario. So like I have to shave it.
Wow. So you're abandoning the Movember cause then.
It's really sad. Well, I can still
grow it all along.
That's true. I think technically they want you to start from the beginning. I'll admit I'm cheating. I've got some scruff going here. I've been growing it well.
Just like last year.
And then around November 15th, I'm going to just shave everything else and keep the mo. And it'll be nice and curly, hopefully, at that point as well.
At least you're honest about cheating, right? That works.
It's true. All right, we're getting the wrap it up here signal. CJ wants to move on beyond Movember. Why? CJ, is that because you can't grow a mustache? Is that why you want to move on beyond this topic?
No, because people out there want you to move on, bro.
Oh, apparently. So, okay. Live music in Vancouver this week is a plenty. Lots happening tonight, including Shindig. JC, you know the Railway Club quite well, correct?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, did you know that tonight's Shindig is featuring three local bands, the Mayans, we're actually not sure if it's pronounced the Slough or the Slow or the Slough, S-L-O-G-H, S-L-O-U-G-H.
I think it's the Slow.
The Slow.
Yeah, Slow sounds good, yeah.
and Zen Mystery Fog. Those are the three bands that are playing tonight.
Yeah, love Zen Mystery Fog.
Yeah, we're going to play a track from them in a little bit, but that's just for those that want to know. 9:30 at the Railway Club is when it gets underway. It's our weekly Battle of the Bands. It happens, it started, I guess, mid-September. It goes right through until about 2 weeks before Christmas. And every week, the winning band of the three will move on to sort of a quarterfinal, semifinal situation. So, yeah, tonight, Mayans, The Slow, and Zen Mystery Fog. Before we play from some ZMF, JC, while we got you in the hot seat, he is the editor of Discorder Magazine. What can we expect for the upcoming issue, which will be released in about a week's time?
So much awesome stuff. We got a piece on The Mouse, who are the feature artists for the Black Vinyl Project, like UBC's like record label thing.
So
we got a piece on The Mouse. We did a little thing on White Lung because they actually have a 7-inch coming up as well. So always good to give them a bit of coverage.
Nice.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff.
Yep. We also teased, I was saying how the guitarist of Bestie reminded me a lot of Johnny Marr. So that was my segue into our SAD selection.
Yeah.
So for those that are maybe not in the know, what is SAD and how does that fit into our November issue?
So because November is coming around, days are going to get shorter. It's going to get like crappier weather. And so seasonal affective disorder is something that takes into effect. It's just when someone like you're not getting out as much, you're not getting as much vitamin D. And so people actually kind of like experience this kind of like seasonal, like almost depression. And so the sound off for this month is what's your favorite sad album? And so people sent those pitches in, and yeah, the December one's going to be good. It's going to be what musician would you want to spend the holidays with?
Oh, nice. Nice. So can we find out your favorite sad album, or should we wait until the magazine comes out next week?
I actually didn't include it, but
so this is great. So perfect. So we're not missing anything. So we can hear it now.
I said The National because like they're my favorite band to listen to, but it's just so depressing.
Yeah,
so awful, but it's so good.
They seem like a little November band.
The Fake Empire is one of my favorite songs from them. So yeah, definitely sad.
And, like Runaway, and like I saw them. I've seen them live a couple of times. And it's just so depressing, but just so satisfying.
Wow. So CJ, did you contribute to this article?
Negative.
Okay, so what's your favorite sad album?
It would be something by John Coltrane or Miles Davis. Like Blue Train. It would be Blue Train by John Coltrane.
Right, okay.
All the jazz aficionados there saying hats off to you. So.
Maybe we'll get a chance to throw some of him in there at some point next month.
Oh, dude, the tracks are like 11 minutes long.
Well, maybe it's some background music. We can experiment with that. I'm not going to share my sad album because you have to wait till Discorder Magazine comes out next month to read it, to find out. So there you go. In the meantime, let's turn our frowns upside down and play a little Moonshine from Zen Mystery Fog. They will be playing at Shindig tonight. JC, thanks again for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure.
See
you're listening
next week.
Right on, my man. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Hi, I'm Hawksley. Babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Hi, I'm Hawksley Workman.
Hi, I'm Parker Bosley.
And I'm Steve Beza, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on 101.9 CITR Radio, Vancouver.
And this is Mounties!
And this is Mounties! But seriously, it is Mounties.
Thank you, Mounties! Mounties! For a great station ID. And a great one from Charlie Tuna off the top as well. Yes, it is almost halfway through our hour of indie rock power here at Discorder Radio. Before that, we heard Moonshine was the name of the track from Zen Mystery Fog. They are playing tonight as part of the Shindig at the legendary Railway Club at the corner of Seymour and Dunsmuir. Mayans and the Slow will be the other bands playing tonight.
Somebody just tripped out.
Yeah, well, there's a reason for this trip out, CJ.
There's there now.
Because right now is where we turn our focus into the Halloween portion of the show. on a few fronts, one is that we got the Halloween tribute show coming up at the Cobalt. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But first, I want to give a shout out to some friends at the Love Lab down at 758 Alexander down there. You know our buddy Murph there, CJ?
Yes, very well. How's he doing?
He's doing well. Him and
Mr. Jesus Christ himself.
He looks a little Jesus-ish for sure. Jesus. Murph and his I Love My Life Right Now community are rocking it. And I was down there earlier today. I met with a few of the people down there, including a girl named Jillian, who was really pumped that her friends from Michigan are going to be playing tonight in town. And I looked into this band, and yeah, it turns out they had a great following. They're called Widows Speak. JC's heard of them. JC is gutted that he can't actually go to the show. But they're playing tonight at the Electric Owl, and they're in town, so... yeah, go check them out if you like. And this track, by the way, is called Nightcrawlers, which we thought was very appropriate for the Halloween portion of our show. So, once again, shout outs to the Love Lab crew. This is Nightcrawlers from Widow Speak on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
We'll be right back.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Widow Speak, who's playing tonight at the Electric Owl for a measly 13 bones. Go check him out. The track was called Night's Crawler. And thanks again to Jillian from the Love Lab, who I met earlier today, who was hyping them up. I'm sure she's very excited to see her buddies play. And actually, I can't believe it. She said it's her first time going to the Electric Owl. So it's going to be a night of firsts tonight. Morgan going to the Fortune Sound Club for the first time. Jillian going to Electric Owl for the first time. It's good to see some of our friends in the Vancouver indie music community are expanding on their culture horizons and checking out these great Vancouver venues. And of course, yeah, Night's Crawler, we recently played that at this portion of the show. We're trying to lead into our Halloween portion of the show. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. We didn't get a chance last week because we were just so enamored with Hannah Epperson. But there is an absolutely awesome event happening, probably the Halloween event of the season, happening Friday nights at the Cobalt, one of our favorite venues. It's a second annual version of the Halloween Tribute Show. Thanks again to Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, who first told us about the show, and he's been a huge supporter of it. We had a chance to play his band, Phoenix Thunderbird, and the band they're covering. CJ, I'll let you lead into this.
This was, we played Trapped Under Ice by Metallica, which was awesome. It shredded our studio speakers.
It did. We've got some great air drumming going on here at the same time. And in case you're wondering why we played Metallica right after we played Phoenix Thunderbird, well, that is because the whole nature of this show is that we're taking Vancouver bands that we play here in Discorder, or some we haven't played much before in Discorder, but, you know, bands in the scene that are basically doing covers of some of their favorite bands. And not only are they doing covers, but they're fully dressing up and getting into full character and going to be maximizing the Halloween craziness on stage at the Cobalt Friday night. So we played Metallica and Phoenix Thunderbird a couple weeks ago, and we're going to catch up because we're going to do a couple of bands this week.
Starting off with a bit of Girlfriends and Boyfriends.
Yes, a band that is sort of, I guess you could say, new to, we haven't played them before on Discorder, but Adam Fink of Gang Signs fame, he's the drumming for these guys as well.
And we've got Grant Miner on bass and vocals and Peter Panovic on guitar and synths.
And not only are they going to be playing Friday night at the Cobalt, but Adam actually is going to be either hopping in a cab as soon as they're done or maybe earlier in the show, because Gang Signs and Ballantines are playing a show at the Astoria earlier that night. Although when I talked to Adam earlier, he wasn't really sure about the set times. The rumor is Gang Signs at 11, so who knows? Girlfriends and Boyfriends could go early or could go late. We don't know. Basically, you just got to show up and find out. But in the meantime, we're going to play for you a track from Girlfriends and Boyfriends and then stick around to find out who they're covering. That's how it works. So without further ado, this one is called A Flower. Girlfriends and Boyfriends with their debut here on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. And stick around for the Halloween tribute track.
Not quite as it seems.
Halloween tribute track. Tribute track. Yeah, going way back to 1985, it's the Popo Next to You, a track that was actually covered by Offspring a couple years ago. And according to Adam Fink, that is his favorite Police track. So I think it's a very good chance you'll be hearing that song by Girlfriends and Boyfriends when they dress up as the Police on this coming Friday night, the second annual Halloween tribute party at the Cobalt. It all gets underway at 9:30, four bands, including Phoenix Thunderbird, Girlfriends and Boyfriends, Shearing Pinks. All the bands are going to be covering different artists you've probably heard of before. And the other band that will be playing is a new act that's kind of come together for this special night on Friday. They're going.
It's a Franken act.
Yes, it is. Very appropriate.
Thank you. It's alive. All right.
Well, you know what? The thing is, it's only, October 22nd. Next Tuesday, October 29th. We'll be a lot closer to Halloween. I'll make sure my Bahahas have a little more, spook to them. I will have probably gone to the Dunbar Haunted House by then. I'll have gone to a couple Halloween parties by then. I'll be a little more in the Halloween spirit, so you have to pardon my lack of spookiness.
No worries.
Yeah. All right, back to the excitement of what is happening here. This is, of course, the second annual Halloween tribute party we've been hyping up. So this other band that is performing, the Franken Band, is I guess they're calling themselves, quote-unquote, Billy Corgan's Shaved Head. And in case you're wondering who is in that, this is direct from the horse's mouth. This is from Jordan Ardenas from Phoenix Thunderbird, who got it via Trevor Risk from Sunshine. So the band is kind of a mishmash of the V Vecker Ensemble, Basketball, Aquanaut, and Sunshine. All four bands coming together to make up Billy Corgan's Shaved Head for this special night. And it will be featuring David Rogers from Basketball, Keith Wecker from V Vecker Ensemble, James James Quast from Aquanaut, Trevor Risk from Sunshine, and this Al character. That's what the email says, and this Al character. Al, if you're listening, we hope you are a character. You live up to your name. So yeah, they are Billy Corgan's shaved head, and because we only can play one track from all those bands, we're going to play a Sunshine track, which is Trevor's band. So here's some Sunshine. The track is called French Exit, and stick around to find out who Billy Corgan's shaved head will be covering. I'll give you one guess. Check it out. Discord Radio, Sunshine, CITR 101.9 FM. Halloween Hype Up Tribute Track. Tribute Track.
enchanted in the rapture of his sentimental sway. But underneath the wheels lie the skulls of every cog, the fickle fascination of an everlasting god. You know I'm not dead.
Lots of power there. Smashing Pumpkins, The Everlasting Gaze. And before that, we heard Sunshine, who is one of the bands that will be represented in Billy Corgan's Shaved Head, playing this Friday night as part of the second annual Halloween tribute party. Billy Corgan's Shaved Head, once again, made up of members of Sunshine, Basketball, Vivekar Ensemble, Aquanaut, and this Al character. They are going to be playing a tribute, dressing up as the Smashing Pumpkins. And yeah, that track there, by the way, Everlasting Gaze, was the lead single to the Machina album from the Pumpkins way back at the turn of the millennium. And I can recall, actually, end of 99, Millennium New Year's, hanging out in Toronto with a guy named Alan Adamusiak, whose birthday it is today, and he is listening right now in Shanghai, China. Alan Adamusiak, a.k.a. Muz, might be our first Shanghai listener. Happy birthday there, buddy. And yes, great memories of the Pumpkins and Millennium New Year's. And if you want to hear more from the Pumpkins, again, it's this Friday night, the second annual Halloween tribute show at the Cobalt. Phoenix Thunderbird as Metallica, Girlfriends and Boyfriends as the Police, Billy Corgan Shaved Head, you just heard, as the Smashing Pumpkins, and Shearing Pinks will be there as well, and they are going to be covering the Trogs. Okay, we've done a lot about Halloween and the Halloween tribute show. I think it's only fitting to play a Halloween-esque track before it's done, but we also want to introduce a brand new member to the station, Edwin, joining us all the way from Halifax, Nova Scotia. How's it going, Edwin?
Going pretty good.
Excellente. What brings you to Van City?
Decided to do an engineering co-op out here, and decided to stay now.
Nice.
Yeah.
How long have you been in Vancouver for?
Almost 8 months now.
Okay. Yeah. What are your early impressions of Vancouver?
Beautiful.
Yep.
Like, just glorious. Like, good music scene and, like, tons of friendly people.
Did you get a chance to, when you were living in Halifax, were you involved at all in the Halifax music scene? Or what was your take on the Halifax scene?
A lot of diverse kind of things. You get a lot of folk, indie, pretty much, like, everything. And because it's so, like, small, you get to, like, kind of hear everything and get to go to, like, all the shows because, like, they're right next to each other pretty much anyway.
So it's not just a bunch of bands playing, like, Celtic music in kitchen parties?
Oh, no. It's, like, all over the place.
Nice. Now, we got a band up here called Lucy Grays. Is it The Lucy Grays?
Yeah.
And they're from Halifax. You happen to know these guys personally?
Yeah, I kind of met them during my first year of university and it went from there. They just have a great sound.
What else can you tell us about Lucy Grays?
There's six people all together. They got one violinist, which you don't really hear too much in, like, indie bands, or at least I've never heard too much of it in indie bands, and it just, like, melds it all together. Plus, like, they had a really cool Halloween show that just, like, sold me on them. So it was...
Was this last year in Halifax?
It was 2 years ago. I decided to, like, I hadn't been to many other shows, so, like, I decided to show up with my buddy, and we were dressed like the Fear and Loathing guys, and nice. We were just, like, totally in character, rocking it, so it was good.
I wonder what they're doing this year for Halloween. Whatever it is, wherever they are, I'm sure they're going to be playing this track. It's called Zombie. It is by Lucy Grays, and we're just running out of time, so thanks again to everybody who joined us. All our guests, three different guests today, Edwin, you from Halifax, we had JC, our editor, as well as we had Morgan Yee, the voice of reason for the autumn season, and thanks again, CJ, for some great production there, buddy.
Yeah,
You are welcome.
Looking forward to seeing you out Friday night for the Halloween Tribute Show. Thanks again for listening. This is Discorder Radio live on CITR 101.9. Once again, Zombie to close it out by the Lucy Grays on Discorder Radio. Ow!
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?